Club. Right now it's time to bring in Mike Causey. Time for a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And in this 60-game Major League Baseball season, the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry is dead, and it's the Yankees and Tampa Bay Rays.
The only other team with a pulse.
And that rivalry really started last year, if you remember the dust-up at a couple of games. Tampa Bay has the far deeper pitching. The Yankees have a far deeper bullpen. They'll be scrapping at one another for the next 42 games. Doesn't that sound crazy? For the next, in 40 games, the season's going to be over, 35 games.
It would be anyway at this point.
I know, but still, they just started. It's just, I don't know. But anyways, so that's the rivalry game now in the American League.
Yep. If you look at it from yesterday and you look at the Yankees lineup with those three players out, their lineup's very normal. Of the starting players that they have, that you're familiar with their names, they're not doing so well. And these are the guys that they're going to have to rely on, because the shuttle to wherever their Triple-A team is now is not happening. And I don't know what Boone does for a lineup. I think he just puts things in a box and picks them. He had Voit leading off last night. The guy runs like a truck. He strikes out a lot. He's your leadoff hitter. I have no idea how he makes a lineup. But like I said, the names that you're familiar with, Gary Sanchez, he's hitting 138. Torres, who's supposed to be the next Derek Jeter, he's hitting 233. Andujar, who's supposed to be one of the best pure hitters in baseball, according to Yankee fans, he's hitting 100. And the leading hitter on the team right now is the guy that they want to trade. That's Frazier. He's hitting 409. So the Yankees lineup right now is in pretty much of a disarray, and Tampa Bay has a big opportunity here to pass them up and go in first place.
All right. Now, before we go any further, I want to mention that we've got a new feature. If you follow Mike's horse racing picks here on the air, Wednesday through Friday, we post them online, and it's online at RobinHoodRadio.com, RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com, RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com, and pick on Causey's Corner. And as a matter of fact, every time we post Mike's morning sports show up on our on-demand page, we'll leave it up Wednesday through the weekend, will be the direct link to that, so you'll be able to see Mike's super pick for the day. All right, before we go back to horse racing, I do have a couple of things to bring up. I just don't know, what's wrong with athletes coming out of college. They get in trouble in college. The college keeps it quiet. They get in the NFL. Washington Redskins picked the running back from LSU. Well, it comes out while the running back was at LSU, he was charged with two rapes. Now, he's not convicted. He's charged. But still, the NFL club knew nothing about this, and so they let the guy go right off the bat until the charges are either vindicated or not. It sooner or later, Mike, when you act crazy in college and the college protects you to protect their season, it's going to come out in the wash.
We've been talking about this for a while, how colleges cover up things, and then the way that these people act in college
are ingrained.
It's worse when you get to the NFL, because now you have money in your pocket.
And because they've been allowed to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, so.
It's funny, though, because, like, my nephew plays baseball in college, and baseball players don't get away with anything. It just seems that football players and basketball players are the ones that get away with everything. And this is fact, folks, because I have people that I know involved in these sports. Basketball and football, they get carte blanche. They do whatever they want. They jump schools. They do whatever they want to do. If you're not in that two-sport genre, like baseball, which is a pretty big sport, you don't get away with anything.
Well, it's just like what happened last week. I was going to bring it up to you, but we didn't have time. The NFL player was booted out of the league because why? Because he tried to sneak in with all...
How ridiculous was that?
He tried to sneak a woman into his bedroom, and the club caught him. And not only did they get dismissed, they fired him. I mean, his contract is null and void. He's gone.
Good.
I mean, but this
about
is
time.
This is the type of things that they're allowed to do in college, and then they think they can go on and fool the NFL or fool the... You can't. It's a life lesson, and sooner or later, something's got to be done about it.
That's the problem with, and it even extends into high school. The better athletes get away with everything. They get away with whatever they want to do because of their abilities that they have in whatever particular sport it is. Instead of learning at the early age that your athletic ability doesn't give you a get out of jail for free card, that you're responsible for your actions, they go the other way with it and let them get away with it. It's something that needs to change, and it needs to change quick, because it goes right into society, and that's the reason why we have problems in society. One of the reasons why we have them.
Yeah. And how about the Minnesota pitcher who was in the ninth inning? I think he was one out away from a no hitter, and he lost his no hit bid.
I'm glad they gave him the chance to do it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In today's baseball, there was a good chance he'd be out of there after five and a half innings.
Exactly. I mean, they let the guy go nine innings to try to do something instead of saying, now we're going to go to the sixth inning and the seventh inning guy. And they finally did a little old school baseball and let the guy try to get himself a no-hitter for nine innings out there. And they need to do that more, too.
Now, you're a baseball player, a pitcher you have been. You've been connected with the game. I was watching the Major League Baseball Network yesterday morning, not this morning, yesterday morning when I got home. And there was this big outrage about Tatis's swinging on a three-ball, no-strike count with the bases loaded in the eighth inning leading. And everybody was talking about the outrage. The only thing that I saw that he did wrong is the coach gave him a take sign, and he didn't follow the take sign. But other than that, you know what? I don't care if it's 10-3. There have been 6- and 7-run innings in Major League Baseball over the past couple of years, like it's going out of style. So I had no problem with him swinging at three balls and no strikes and hitting a grand slam home run. Other than the fact that he did not listen to the manager's sign. Other than that, I have no problem with it at all. It's in your blood. If you're a baseball player, I'm sorry.
It's professional baseball. Yeah. A guy has a bat in his hands. His job is to hit the ball. It's not high school. It's not daddy rec ball where you don't run the score up. It's professional baseball. So the guy, okay, so he takes the 3-0 pitch. Then the guy throws another meatball 3-1 and you hit it. There's no problem with that.
Yeah. No,
it's the same thing. Like you said, if the coach gave him the take sign and he swung through it, well, then he's got to deal with the coach and deal with them.
But he
didn't do anything wrong by swinging at the pitch.
No, and the coach will deal with him by saying, next time I give you a take sign, you'll take or else you'll sit. That's the way it's handled behind the scenes. It's not some big... Everything in baseball and sports nowadays has to be some big, big, big outrage.
Yeah, in all sports, all the writers and everything, that they're part of the organization, that they're part of the league, they're part of the team. It doesn't work that way. You're nothing more than a flunky that's using a pencil or a keyboard now to write your opinion on stuff and instead of writing facts. If you're upset with him that he swung 3-0, well, that's your problem. And all you should say was, what we said this morning, the staff will take care of the situation. Maybe he shouldn't have done it. But for you to come out and say he shouldn't have done it, maybe you should have played baseball at some time. And when you're standing there with the bases loaded and you get a 3-0 meatball to destroy and you do it, that's part of the game. You're paid, you play to produce. Right. And this guy got in trouble for producing. I guess when it's 3-0, maybe you should just get a little stool and sit down to show that you're not going to hit. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and I learned
something when I was a young kid a long, long time ago. Somebody told me any guy with a bat in his hand at any time in the count is dangerous. End of story.
And when I was a terrible athlete, but I used to always go out for Little League and stuff like that. I could never make Little League. But even in the minor leagues, which we had, okay, I never forget as I was sent up to bat And Mr. Drum was the coach. He said, now I want you to try to bunt, okay? I want you to try to bunt. And so I get up there, and what do I do with the first pitch?
Swing at it.
Hey, you know what he did?
Took you out of the game.
Now, this was not even Little League. This is the minor leagues leading up to Little League. Took me out of the game.
The way it was.
And I learned very quickly, guess what? You listen to the coach.
You listen to what they tell you to do.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, so those are the things I had to chomp on. What do you got for us?
Hockey last night.
Oh, hell. How come the Las Vegas team is good again?
They were never bad.
I know, but how come they – that's one of the few sports teams that's been good right off the bat.
No, there's more than that.
All right.
I mean, the expansion was different. They got draft picks, and the teams were eligible – to let better players be available for the free agent draft because of money situations and stuff. So economics had a lot to do with why Vegas got so good so fast. And Chicago was beating them in the entire game last night until the end of the game, and Vegas put one in, and home goes Chicago. I figured Vegas would beat them yesterday. Chicago, Corey Crawford stood on his head the day before, and you knew he wasn't going to do it again last night. Vegas is just a better team than Chicago. Chicago's a very young team, and they're going to be good soon, but they're just not as good as Vegas right now. Dallas beat Calgary. I thought Calgary would win yesterday, but Dallas beat them. They have a 3-2 lead now. The Flyers shut out Montreal, as I thought. They're up 3-1. The oddest game of the day was the Islander-Washington game. The Islanders got up early 2-0 and had Washington just at the curb ready to go home. And then the Islanders committed a stupid penalty against Ovechkin. They slashed him from behind the play, and Ovechkin got really mad about it. And they woke up Ovechkin, who was sleepwalking for the last three games. He just went berserk yesterday. He scored 2 goals. He picked up the entire Washington team by showing some life. And the Islanders, after that slash, were never even in the game, and they got beat yesterday by Washington 3-2. So it's going to be interesting to see how this goes the next time they play, which is Thursday, how the Islanders are going to react and how Washington's going to react. It's a 3-1 series, and the Islanders are on the cusp. But the way that Washington came back yesterday and just how the Islanders folded up and couldn't do anything, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
All right. Do we got any horse racing today?
Yeah, well, up at Saratoga. Fifth race is a $40,000 claiming race, a mile and 16th on the turf. 8 horses here. There's a lot of speed in this race, and one is a coupled entry. One has speed, one doesn't. So we're looking for a couple of closers here. And the closer at a price is going to be the 1A Zero Gravity. This horse has run some nice races at Churchill Downs, and we've been saying the entire Saratoga meet, horses that ran well at Churchill this year running big up at Saratoga. So Zero Gravity's one of those horses. He'll sit about 6 lengths off and make one run, and I think he gets it done. He's a 5-1 morning line, and I think he should get the job done today. So in the fifth race at Saratoga today, the pick is the 1A Zero Gravity. If he gets scratched, folks, don't play the 1. Because the horse I like is the 1A, so we'll see how that goes. I don't think they're going to scratch one part of the entry because both are in for the turf, and they have 2 separate jockeys named on it, so I'm kind of thinking both are going to go to post today. So 1A Zero Gravity is the play for today up at Saratoga.